This is MB Now, and here are your news on web.
The reproduction number of coronavirus disease in Metro Manila has slightly climbed amid the continuing increase in the number of daily infections in the region. OCTO reported that the reproduction number of the National Capital Region slightly rose to 1.76 as of August 12 after it decreased to 1.74 on August 10. The region's reproduction number, which refers to the average number of secondary infections by each infected individual, is still within the critical level, according to OCTO. The number of new infections in the Metro Manila has also increased to an average of 2,503 cases for the period of August 5 to 11 from an average of 1,687 cases the previous week. The figure is equivalent to an increase of 48%. OCTO reported that ICU occupancy rate in three metro cities have reached critical level following the rise in the new cases amid the threat of highly contagious Delta variant. The first day distribution of the cash aid or ayuda for the qualified recipients in Metro Manila went smoothly amid stricter rules on health and safety protocols, according to the Department of Interior and Local Government Secretary Eduardo Año. In a Viber message Thursday, August 12, Año stated that the hassle-free ayuda distribution for low-income individuals is expected to be the same in the coming days. Año then appealed to the public for their full cooperation to assure the safety of all, and for the LGUs to comply with the 15-day deadline to dispense the financial assistance to low-income individuals in the national capital region. The Department of Health said that not all individuals infected with the SARS-CoV-2 or the virus that causes COVID-19 have experienced the same signs and symptoms. DOH Undersecretary Maria Rosario Vergere said that it's difficult to differentiate if there are specific symptoms that can be associated with the different coronavirus variants, such as the Delta variant. Reports said that some of the symptoms of Delta variant are allergy-like, such as sneezing and runny nose. The common symptoms of COVID-19 include fever, cough, difficulty breathing, loss of smell, and loss of taste. Vergere said that it is important to consult health authorities if they are already experienced any symptoms related to COVID-19 and strictly adhere to minimum public health standards. The two weather systems affecting the country may bring rains over the northern portion of Luzon in the next several hours, according to PAGASA, Thursday, August 12. The State Weather Bureau said the southwest monsoon or habagat continues to affect the western section of northern Luzon. A low-pressure area LPA, which was last spotted 520 kilometers east of Basco, Batanes, is also seen to affect weather conditions over the northern section of the country.
The World Health Organization on Wednesday announced major international trials of three drugs to find out whether they improve the condition of hospitalized COVID-19 patients. Artesan Wave, Imatinib, and Infliximab will be tested on thousands of volunteer patients in more than 600 hospitals in 52 countries. Artesan Wave is a treatment for severe malaria, while Imatinib is a drug used for certain cancers. Infliximab, on the other hand, is a treatment for immune system disorders such as Crohn's and rheumatoid arthritis. The drugs were chosen by an independent expert panel for their potential in reducing the risk of death in hospitalized COVID-19 patients. The final results are set to be released by next month. U.S. health authorities urge pregnant women to get inoculated against COVID-19. They argue that the data demonstrates that they do not increase the risk of miscarriage. According to a recent study, only 1 in 4 pregnant women has received at least a first dose of a COVID-19 vaccine. The CDC said an analysis of the current data had found that there was no increased risk of miscarriage among nearly 2,500 pregnant women who received an mRNA COVID-19 vaccine, the type of shots made by Pfizer and Moderna in the United States, before 20 weeks of pregnancy. Miss Universe 2015 Pia Wurzbach has joined a new campaign that will promote mental health resilience. Dubbed as Holding Spaces, Pia said that the new effort aims to show how different people have overcome the challenges that affected their mental wellness. On Instagram, Pia reminded people that when we hold space for the people we love, we can become an instrument for their healing. Netizens lauded Pia for her latest campaign. Ad agency Gigil recently posted a public apology for creating the Belo Medical Group #PandemicEffect ad. On their Facebook page, the advertising firm expressed regret for causing distress over the advertisement it created. Gigil shares responsibility for the film and said that they will learn from this and will do better. The recent Belo Medical Group's campaign drew the ire of the public for shaming women who have been dealing with the challenges of the pandemic at the cost of their self-care. Tokyo Olympics gold medalist Hedelyn Diaz along with her fellow medalists are hoping that the collegiate leagues in the country, especially the UAAP and NCAA, will include weightlifting and boxing to inspire young athletes who also want to finish their studies. Diaz was granted a college scholarship in 2017 and is keen on finishing her business management degree. Boxers Yumir Marshall, Nesty Petesho, and Carlo Paalam also called on the collegiate leagues to add boxing. Marshall, who wanted to pursue college education but needed to focus on his training, believes that having a boxing program in schools will produce more talented athletes.
And those are the news on web. For more news and updates, follow our official social media pages or log on to www.mb.com.ph. Be fully informed.